The original Happy Feet brought forth a new storyline in movie making, but the sequel did not impress audiences as much as it was expected to. Happy Feet 2 was a sloppy movie that was unrealistic and did not need to include 3D visuals. For the duration of the movie, viewers follow many different points of view that are not necessarily needed. For example, audiences follow 2 different towns of penguins, a flying penguin, and a swarm of krill. I understand how the 2 towns of penguins are incorporated into the film, but the flying penguin and the swarm of krill seem completely pointless. This movie seems redundant because in the first Happy Feet, viewers followed Mumble, a penguin who can't sing like all of the others, but is made fun of when he dances. And in Happy Feet 2, the audience follows Eric, Mumble's child, who can't dance but is made fun of when he mentions that he wants to learn how to fly, like Sven, a flying penguin. The second movie is a lot like the first one, but with a few different circumstances added into it. And it wouldn't be terrible if this movie was not made, because there was no real cliffhanger at the end of the first film. Also, 3D was not needed at all in this film, because it was hardly ever used, and it didn't add to the experience. It actually lowered it. The 3D was probably added to gross more money for Warner Brothers Pictures, and it was probably incorporated into the movie just because they could. Happy Feet 2 is a typical children's movie, with its happy environment, talking animals, and happily ever after plot. There are many circumstances in this film where helping is a big part. For example, when a town of penguins is trapped by walls of ice, another town shows up and throws fish to the others so they can survive. It's tiny things like that in a movie that just tell you it was created by Disney, because it seems like in every Disney movie, there is friendship, helping, and a happy ending. When the characters are faced with problems in their native land of Antarctica, it seems that they eventually overcome them because a Disney movie could never end badly. Also, it seems that in this movie, characters try to get others to do what everybody else is doing and not what they want to do themselves. It is kind of like they are displaying peer pressure. Like when Mumble is trying to get Eric to dance like everyone else, but Eric doesn't really know how to dance, or why he should dance.
Hey, little guy. You okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're not joining the party?
Mm-mm.
Can you say why?
Why?
No. What I mean is, why are you...
Uncle Mumble, I think he's asking why dance.
Like you need a solid reason, don't you, Eric?
Yeah.
But there are plenty of reasons to dance.
What's mine, Pa?
Well, the only way to find out is to try it. Come on, son. It's just one big old foot after the other. No one will laugh at you, I promise. Come on, on my feet.
The bottom line is that if this movie was not made, it would not be the end of the world because there wasn't much of a cliffhanger on the first movie. And it doesn't have a new storyline or plot. Also, it would not matter if this movie was not showing in 3D, because having it in 3D in the first place was kind of pointless, because they barely ever use it in the film. Overall, I don't think this was a very good movie, because it was very similar to the first one, but with a few new songs and characters incorporated into it.